President Trump's travel ban halting immigration from five Muslim-majority countries, North Korea and Venezuela, is now law of the land. This is after the Supreme Court upheld the ban in late June, following legal challenges in lower courts. The decision has left some in the D.C. area who've been waiting to reunite with their family members overseas in limbo. In the latest in our series examining the effects of President Trump's policies, WAMU's Ellie Yu spoke with one local dentist who's been trying to get his elderly mother to the U.S.
Hey, Dr. Hello. Najib.
Yes. Come on in.
Meet Dr. Najib at his home in a quiet subdivision in Northern Virginia. It's on a street lined with two-story houses and neat manicured lawns. There's a basketball hoop in the driveway for his 10-year-old son, Kareem, who he tries to usher out from the basement.
It's his summer vacation. Come on.
Najib and his son recently got back from a trip to Mexico and San Francisco.
Just did a boys-only trip, yeah.
His wife and his daughter went on their own trip to visit family who are back in the Middle East. That's where Najib's mom is, too, in Syria. We're using his first name only because he fears repercussion to him and his family both here and in Syria. Najib came to the U.S. in 2002, first to Boston on a student visa. He went to dental school, set up a practice in Virginia, and became a citizen about a year and a half ago. Then he applied to sponsor his 71-year-old mother so she could join him here in the U.S.
I spent a good 20 years of my life overseas, so I haven't spent the time that anyone would love to spend with his mother.
Plus, things haven't been easy for her. She's been living with Najib's younger sister in Damascus. He says their apartment was broken into twice, and with the economy deteriorating there, he's been sending money to help them.
She's living in a country that was ravaged by war for almost 8 years right now. It would have been definitely been nice if I can, you know, bring her home and offer her a better place to spend her golden years.
He says the application process for her immigrant visa went smoothly at first back in February 2017. Even after President Trump issued his travel bans, Najib was hopeful because the courts put the bans on hold. Months later, his mom had a visa interview, so he went to Amman, Jordan to meet her for a visit to the U.S. embassy, since there isn't an embassy in Syria.
The counselor was very kind. He said, your mom meets all the requirements, and fortunately, I cannot stamp the visa on her passport due to the presidential proclamation.
By then, the Supreme Court allowed the third version of President Trump's ban to remain in place until it considered the case. Najib says leaving his mom at the airport was one of the most difficult moments of his life.
You're hoping you can bring her home with you, and then you feel like you let your mom down and you have to send her back. It was a very tough moment for me, with all honesty.
In December, Najib's mother applied for a waiver, an exception to the ban for those who would suffer undue hardship if they were denied entry. But Najib says they haven't heard anything back since. So when the Supreme Court upheld President Trump's travel ban last month, Najib says he was more than disappointed.
Being singled out with a travel ban, that I think is a little bit unreasonable, makes me feel sad.
Fundamentally, what this is a ban on families.
Sereen Shabaya is one of Najib's attorneys. She's with the organization Muslim Advocates.
It's a ban on families being reunified in the United States. It's a ban on families and communities being able to live normally and freely just like everybody else in the United States.
The Trump administration says the ban was issued to protect national security interests of the country. Meanwhile, Shabaya says it's forced people here to rethink how to maintain family ties abroad. Among her two dozen clients, some, for instance, are wondering if they can have their moms visit the U.S. when they have a baby.
We're going to see more people who are going to be forced to choose essentially between their families and their country.
Kevin Cope teaches immigration and international law at University of Virginia's law school. He says the decision by the Supreme Court could mean the ban in theory could be expanded if the president finds it would serve the national interest.
We're talking about immigration and non-citizens who are attempting to come to the country. That class of people, typically throughout the court's history and throughout our country's history, has received relatively few protections.
Even though Najib is a citizen, he doesn't think those protections apply to him and his family. He says it isn't fair people from other countries not in the ban can sponsor their moms while he can't.
I feel like a citizen that has literally reduced rights. You know, it doesn't feel right.
He says his mom, who he speaks with every day before he goes to work, has been trying to stay positive. They've kept a room for her upstairs, tidy, furnished, in case she can join them soon. For WAMU, I'm Ellie Yu.